Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Quickly here, we'll talk about this atrocity of a football game in Madrid and how we'd like to potentially bet the fourth quarter and then hit the rest of the games coming up for Week 11 NFL Sunday. But we have the actives and inactives for the early slate. Let's get to it right now. Texans and the Titans. C.J. Stroud is obviously out. Davis Mills starts for Houston. I do some super flex fantasy league, Sam, where you can start two quarterbacks, and I'm starting Davis Mills in a couple of them. It's not a great feeling to click that button on Davis Mills. Calvin Ridley and Jeffrey Simmons are both playing for the Titans. Both were questionable. Ridley, the best receiver. Simmons, the best defensive player. Maybe one of the reasons why we've seen this move off of 6 down to 5.5 with the Texans favored on the road. Bears and the Vikings, nothing surprising here, but Vikings starting center Ryan Kelly is out, as is star pass rusher Jonathan Grenard, which obviously helps the matchup for the Chicago Bears. Bengals and the Steelers, Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart, both out for Cincinnati. I don't know how they're getting any pass rush on Aaron Rodgers, which doesn't mean the Steelers are going to win because the Steelers' defense is bad. And Darius Slay is out for the Steelers. Remember when they played a month ago on Thursday night, Jamar Chase, 23 targets, 16 catches, 161 yards, and a touchdown for the Bengals. The Steelers will hopefully cover him in today's game, as opposed to just letting him run wild. Panthers and the Falcons, only piece of injury news here that's relevant for this segment. Drake London was questionable. He is in. So get him in your fantasy lineups. Drake London playing today for the Atlanta Falcons. Bucks and the Bills, it is now official. Keon Coleman is a healthy scratch for Buffalo. Came late to team meetings on Friday, so Keon Coleman will not play. Josh Palmer is active. He will pick up some of the slack. Gabe Davis, the former Bill, expected to be active for Buffalo in the receiving corps, as is former Chief Mecole Hardman. Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin both out, as expected for Tampa. Chargers and the Jaguars, Brian Thomas Jr. is out with the ankle injury. Get him out of your fantasy lineups. Quentin Johnston will play for the LA Chargers. To the afternoon slate now. Niners and the Cardinals. Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall both in. I'm starting Pearsall in a couple fantasy leagues today. Marvin Harrison Jr. is out. It'll be Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch as the lead receivers today for Arizona. Bam Knight will play for the Cardinals. Seahawks and the Rams. Torrey Horton out for Seattle. Devontae Adams will play with his quad injury for the Rams. Ravens and the Browns. Lamar Jackson is in. He missed Wednesday's practice, but he will start. No injury designation. Rashad Bateman out, which helps DeAndre Hopkins. Justice Hill out, which helps Keaton Mitchell. Chiefs and the Broncos. J.K. Dobbins might be out for the season for Denver. He will miss at least the rest of the regular campaign, which means R.J. Harvey takes over as the lead running back, the rookie out of UCF. Marvin Mims will play for the Denver Broncos. Patrick Surtain misses another game. Patrick Mahomes gets his left tackle back, Josh Simmons, coming out of the bye. And then for the Eagles and the Lions, the Eagles are somehow fully healthy every week, which is crazy. And Detroit is always injured. DJ Reed, Kirby Joseph, Terry and Arnold all out, all starters in the Lions secondary. Sam Laporta placed on IR. He will miss four games for the Lions at the tight end position. And those, Sammy, are the actives and inactives for today. Go ahead.
Got some moves here. Atlanta getting bet out to 4.5 at a couple places. I don't understand it. I'd be very excited to get some 4.5 in my life on Carolina, especially off the loss last week. Nobody wants to bet them. I would bet them. More bets on Buffalo out to 6.5, even though Coleman is out, like you just referenced. A couple books have moved from 6 to 6.5. That's good news for us because we kind of like Buffalo. And more bets on the Giants, +7.5 to 7 at a couple Vegas books.
Good luck. Good luck.
Seven. Beat the dub.
7 is still the number to bet MGM. You going to bet some Carolina 4.5?
I'm thinking about it. I've got about an hour and 15 minutes to figure it out. I think I'll get there.
Do you have the Madrid game on?
I'm lucky that I don't have to hear Jonathan Vilma. I've heard some very bad reports about the commentary this morning, but luckily I have the game on mute. It looks, let's see. Oh, looks like it still stinks.
It is bad. But maybe we'll have a fun fourth quarter here. So Tua Tagovailoa just completes a pass to Devon Achane down to the 1 yard line. The Dolphins literally just stalled on multiple plays from the Commanders' one on their previous drive. So they're going to get another couple cracks at it here. Third and goal coming up from the one, and then they will obviously go for it on fourth and goal from the one. The Dolphins are averaging 6 yards per play and have 6 points in this game, which is like seems impossible. So here we go. Third and goal from the one. Offset eye formation. Ollie Gordon, the running back. Hand off to Gordon, and he is in. Touchdown, Miami. So we are an extra point away from the game being tied.
Brilliant. I hate when these teams get to the 1 yard line, and then they're like, let's take the quarterback. Let's put him at the 5 yard line in the shotgun. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Run the ball. You need 1 yard, and that's what they did.
What would Al Michaels say about this touchdown scored by Ollie Gordon?
And it's Ollie Gordon!
Yeah, it's Ollie Gordon touchdown. So Riley Patterson on for the extra point to try and tie the game. Maybe we'll get a fun fourth quarter here in Madrid with the Commanders and the Miami Dolphins. Moving on to the rest of the slate for today, Sammy. Ravens and the Browns in Cleveland, and this is another one of the win games that we talked about last segment and early in the show. We may have some heavy wins today in Cleveland, maybe one of the reasons why the betting market has been what it's been this week.
You're going to see this when you see that wind start whipping through these cities, especially cities like Buffalo and Cleveland, where you have the lake effect and all that. People bet unders. They short offense. 41.5 was the first total on this game. Try 38 right now. 38.5 at BetMGM on the higher side of the market. But a lot of move under the total and some apple bites on the Browns. +8, +7.5.
You want to, should we fire some teasers in with Baltimore?
I'm thinking about taking this under and the Bills under and just parlaying those together.
I do like
the lake effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah. I did. I bet under in this game. I would like to. And you, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but I think we. Do you think the Ravens are going to win the AFC North?
Nobody else wants to win it. So
yeah, I think it's going to.
Now I heard a lot. Jake Hassan is banging the table on Bengals to win the division, and I think he's a lunatic.
I don't think Jake does Jake's brain work. Like, he works on your show and my show, and he's coming on being like, and I listen, just so everyone knows, like, I love Jake. I would say that to Jake's face. Like, Jake is the best. What the hell is he talking about with the Bengals?
I think he thinks that Baltimore's flawed, and defensively they still have a bunch of injuries, but that team
Bengals
is so
have the worst
talented
defense of all time. So like, well,
so
what?
Talented. On offense that I don't think it matters. Like, Baltimore's gonna win. Assuming Lamar stays healthy, it's their division.
We're gonna have to have like an on-air talk with Jake tomorrow on You Bet or You Bet about his love for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's, I mean, I guess like he could be right. So we think the Ravens are gonna win the AFC North. Could be wrong. We think the Patriots are, and I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. Patriots gonna win the AFC East. Like, we feel confident in that right now with the schedule being what it is for New England.
Unfortunately, yep. Yeah. Bad for me, but for me, yes.
For me, too. Femi and I both did a bunch of those parlays. Ravens to win the North, Bills to win the East before the start of the season. I think, Sam, we're going to get Ravens-Bills on Wild Card Weekend in the 4-5 matchup.
That'd be great. Like? I still think we're going to get to Sunday, Championship Sunday, and Jim Nance is going to be on the microphone. It's the 5-seed Bills and the 7-seed Chiefs next on CBS. But I did see this, though. I saw that next week the Patriots actually play Boston College. So good for them, the continued easy schedule. Then after that, they get Harvard. They haven't played a good team in a month.
And, Bill O'Brien, they just beat Georgia Tech, so maybe they can provide some resistance to the Patriots. In all seriousness, the schedule's not that much better than Sam just laid out for the Patriots before their bye. Well, if Jake Hassan has his way, the Bengals are going to kill them next week. It's Bengals and then the Giants, and then the Patriots go into their bye. Now, the Patriots do get, coming out of the bye, the Bills and the Ravens, so we'll find a little bit out about the Patriots coming out of the bye, but like, they should go 12-5 at worst with the schedule being what it is. Okay. Yeah, I would bet the Ravens, by the way, if they played on Wild Card Weekend. Chiefs and the Broncos, Sammy, in Denver. Denver's 8-2. The Chiefs are 5-4. I wanted to provide that context before Sam tells us about the side and total market in this game.
They're betting the Chiefs. Stop me if you've heard that before. Have you heard that Andy Reid is very good off the bye? 22-4 in his career. 22-4. It's pretty monetizable, if you know what I mean. But those are straight up numbers, not spread numbers, by the way. Kansas City was 3.5 midweek, and now we're out to 4.5 at multiple books. BetMGM has 4.5. There's a couple fours in Vegas, but game day support for sure will be on Kansas City. The books would love Denver to win this game outright. I want to bet the Broncos so bad, but I know it's going to lose, so I'm gonna just pass.
Yeah, you did an awesome job last week talking about like what happens if you flip home field, what the number of a game would be. So Denver has one of the best home fields in the league, because they play at altitude, right? It's one of the reasons why the Nuggets have such a great home court advantage, because you play at altitude. So if you want to give Denver, let's call it 2 points, maybe it's even more than that, 2.5 points for home field, and then flip it where the game's at Arrowhead, this betting market says, Sam, that this is like Chiefs -7, maybe even like a juiced 7 for Kansas City. I don't know if it gets through 7 to 7.5, but it's close. And when you think of it like that, it's like, okay, like maybe I'd want to bet Denver. I don't want to bet the Chiefs, Sam, in this game. I don't want to lay Kansas City, and I'm Mr. Kansas City this season. But what I do want to do, I want to put the Chiefs in a money line parlay. And I want to put them with the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs and Niners just to win in the afternoon slate.
It's crazy because when you talk about numbers, I have the Chiefs 4 points better on a neutral. And then what's home field in Denver, all right? So it does feel like a pretty steep line. But at the end of the day, what does the league need? The Chiefs in the playoffs. And that's what the league will get.
Chiefs money line?
I don't think they're... You think Bo Nix is going to take out Mahomes?
I don't. No, that's exact. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to win by like 7 or 10 or more. But I do think... I would not be stunned if the Chiefs won by 3. I would be absolutely floored if Bo Nix pulled the upset. I don't think that's going to happen. I do like the Chiefs to win.
Darlene Love, did you give that Christmas playlist a spin yet?
I did. I listened to it last Sunday. I went for a walk after the... Yeah, it's great. I'm like the perfect audience for this stuff. All I listen to is Christmas music from November 1st to New Year's Day. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will get into Sunday night with the Eagles and the Lions. Prop King, Underdog, Moneyline, Parlay, Best Bets, all on the docket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.